Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 24th. You'll be interested to know, 21 years ago, today, in 2003, the Concorde, a supersonic passenger aircraft, concluded its final journey with British Airways, marking the end of an iconic era in aviation. This historic event followed Air France's cessation of supersonic flights earlier in the year, highlighting the end of commercial supersonic travel. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-stomach-high groundswell on Thursday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday and Saturday, more groundswell with knee-to-waist-high surf, maintaining glassy conditions in the morning and shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Saturday's knee-to-waist-high in the morning, building to waist-to-stomach-high in the afternoon with glassy morning conditions and semi-choppy conditions later. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3-plus feet until noon, then fair to clean until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide when the south swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot at 6:15 a.m. with a 3.5-foot low tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's patchy fog and feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turning partly sunny with a high around 74 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some fog after 11 p.m., a low of 58, and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Sunday, clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and a slight chance of rain Monday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, demolition of the burned buildings at Oceanside Pier is set to continue for several months. City engineers stated that fire damage was more extensive than initially believed, requiring the removal of all planking from the hammerhead section. They noted, "We're finding new things every day." Workers are currently cutting steel beams from the former restaurant structure. The total demolition cost is approximately $1.3 million, while repairs could range between $3 million and $20 million. It will take at least 3 more years before the pier reopens, with no restaurant planned upon completion. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers face the New York Yankees tomorrow night in Game 1 of the World Series. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts stated that Shohei Ohtani will not pitch in the final games, though he left a slight possibility for Ohtani to pitch in some special circumstance. Ohtani has excelled as a designated hitter this season with 54 homers and 130 runs batted in, but his pitching remains uncertain for the 2024 World Series. On Thursday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams, at 2-4, host the Minnesota Vikings, who are 5-1, at SoFi Stadium. Rams head coach Sean McVay faces his former assistant, Kevin O'Connell, now leading the Vikings with Sam Darnold at quarterback. Cooper Kupp returns from injury, aiming to exploit Minnesota's porous pass defense. With the Rams offense struggling, odds makers favor the Vikings with an over-under set at 49. In local sports, tonight, the Kings, standing at 3-2-2, will face off against the struggling San Jose Sharks, who are still seeking their first win of the season. The Kings, led by Anze Kopitar, boast a solid average of 3.14 goals per game and will challenge the Sharks' goalie Mackenzie Blackwood at Crypto.com Arena. Tomorrow night, the Lakers will host the Phoenix Suns in Game 2 of the season. In top news, a world without passwords may soon be a reality, thanks to passkeys. Apple has identified that 249 of my passwords require attention due to reuse and data breaches. The FIDO Alliance, which includes major companies like Amazon, Apple, and Google, has been developing passkeys to enhance security and ease of use. These passkeys consist of two encrypted files that eliminate the need for traditional passwords. Users can log in with a fingerprint, face recognition, or a PIN, making the process swift and secure. While passwords may linger, their relevance is fading as more platforms adopt passkeys. In business news, Ernst & Young, known as EY, recently faced backlash after firing dozens of employees for cheating during its Ignite Learning Week in May. Employees were expected to take online courses for professional development, but those who attended multiple courses simultaneously were let go. This decision shocked many, as the culture at EY promotes multitasking, with some staff even taking two client calls at once. The average salary at EY in New York City is over $100,000, with an additional annual bonus of $10,000. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,400. Ethereum is just under $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus, which is turning the crypto market on its head, is nearing 75 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent clinical trial by Science Corporation has shown promising results for a retina implant designed to improve vision in individuals with severe vision loss. The implant has allowed legally blind participants to read text and recognize playing cards. Dr. Frank Holz, the trial's scientific coordinator, hailed the findings as a milestone for treating age-related macular degeneration, which affects 20 million people in the United States. The setup includes an implant, a camera on glasses, and a pocket computer. Participants showed significant improvements in visual acuity, with results suggesting a potential shift from 20/320 vision to 20/200. Entertainment news. Lionsgate's losing streak raises questions about the future of mid-budget films amid a series of disappointing box office performances. Eli Roth's video game adaptation, Borderlands is expected to lead to a $30 million write-down. From early August to mid-October, seven films, including The Killer's Game and Megalopolis, struggled to attract audiences, collectively earning only a fraction of their budgets. Despite a strong lineup last year, including John Wick 4 shares have fallen over 30%. Upcoming releases may offer hope for a rebound, yet the entire industry faces significant economic challenges. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Jamaican musician and cultural icon, Bob Marley. And he said,
"One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. So hit me with music, so hit me with music now."
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.